Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Todos los latinos con la mano arriba que se unieron Chris y Ángel al sonidito. ¡Nos fuimos! 3, 2, 1 y...
Yo lo que quiero es rumba y la noche come fumba.
Honestly, nothing makes me happier than the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour on a Friday, because things go off. What is this? Sonadito? Is that the song?
El sonidito.
El sonadito. This 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is happening live on Instagram right now. Radio Mark Hockman. What? The song goes on? Did you know that this song continues on this way?
Hey, jamming over there.
What is happening over there?
I want to go over there.
They're doing the limbo. It's Radio Mark Hockman on Instagram. Dan Day is throwing a party in his studio, and Dan Day parties are the best parties. It can't last forever, though. It can't last forever. We really do actually have to get to some stuff here. Antoine is working the Instagram live, but we have to get to some actual stuff here because we've only got 1 hour left on Football Friday. So as the song ends, we thank you all for coming to the party. We appreciate it. What? The song is still going? Will this song never end? I feel like it started last Friday. Dan Day's dancing on chairs.
Oh, goodness gracious.
What is going on?
Flipping.
In the studio. Crazy party going on. But I really do have to get to the Dolphins injury report. We're going to get to 15 minutes of heat.
Yes.
We got to get to the headlines.
Got a lot going on.
Got a lot going on. Yeah. So we'll calm it down. Everybody had a good time at the party? Everybody have fun? All right. What? There's another verse! There's another verse! Who knew that this was still going on? This is crazy! Dan Day's gonna run out of energy!
He can't!
Jay Fig! Does Alana have this kind of... Look at that! Danny's in the studio! Party's going off! Party's going off! It is happening! It is Friday, a Football Friday. Woo! I'm not even in the good side of the room for the party.
I'm telling you.
And I'm winded. Oh, and we got to get to Dan Day's montage as well. What? There's another verse. How much partying can happen in one segment? What is happening in there? Lewis has gotten involved.
Lewis!
Sweet Lou is in there. That party is just starting. What is happening? Poor Solana. Solana, he invented this party, and he's alone in his side of the studio. He doesn't even get to go to the party.
Dan took it over.
That's so sad. Oh, my goodness. All right, I feel like the party is finally starting. No, it's not. No, it's not. The party is still going on! How many people can they fit in that studio? How many people will fit in that studio? I actually think that's every Entercom employee. Nationwide. Not even just locally. Oh my God. All right, we gotta end it. We gotta end it. Solana. You throw a great party. Dan Day, you throw a great party. And for everybody watching on Instagram Live, hope you had fun. Holy hell.
That was a lot of fun.
Whew. I am winded. Poor Solana. Antoine, are you still on Instagram Live? Oh, you ended it? I was going to say, give Give Solana a little love on that side. Solana, you missed the entire party.
What the hell's happening over there, man?
You threw a party. You missed the whole thing. Poor Solana. You got Solana on Instagram Live? That's where he spent the entirety of the party.
Hey, Dan Day, you want to say anything to the beautiful people?
Yeah, no. Dan Day's very busy right now. Dan Day's Dan Day is holding court back there.
Well, I wasn't going to turn on his mic anyways.
All right, this is how we do it on Fridays, 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Dan Day, who runs and throws the best party in all of South Florida, it's an exclusive invite only, not open to the public, but Dan Day puts together a montage of all the moments that you may have missed if you didn't hear every moment of the show this week. And we haven't heard this yet, but he always does a phenomenal job, so let's take a listen.
Hockman.
Crowder, crowd pleasers.
Doctors found an 8-inch screwdriver in the rectum of a Miami man complaining of abdominal pain.
Rectum? He barely knew him.
Me encanta ese highlight.
Jimmy, I have 75 suits for the price of Moss Apple Juice.
Crowder, crowd pleasers.
Recidivist. Excellent word use, Ira.
I think I have some recidivist in me.
Bam out of Bayou.
Highlight.
If I told you that there was a commercial that involved Peronis, you would think beer, right? Peroni is that Italian beer.
I went beer or I went a cream-filled Danish.
Right, like a...
give me one of them chocolate Peronis.
Hot highlight.
Jacoby Brissett, the Colts' starting quarterback.
Huck, is it Colts'?
It's not Colts'. No, it's not. The Colts' quarterback. I mean, are you kidding me? Colts' quarterback. Are you joking?
The Dolphins is.
Ooh, highlight.
That makes no sense. I hate you.
Ooh, qué rico.
We talked to Brian Geltzeiler.
Ooh, caliente, Crowder, crowd pleaser.
There's a cold front coming. Is there a cold front coming, weather guy? I hate you.
Delicioso.
Bam out of Bayou.
Brian Geltzeiler.
Yes.
Officially, but it looks like it's going to be Brian Horde this Sunday versus the Dolphins. Brian Horde.
I hate you.
But you know what they say, coach.
There comes a time.
I'm pleased.
Wow. Fantastic job once again by Dan Day. Knocked it out of the park, Dan. That was excellent, man.
That's why they party with Dan.
Somebody texted in, I left work 10 minutes early to hear this. We appreciate it. We enjoy it every Friday. That is Solana's party that has been hijacked by Dan Day, and now Solana is stuck at the lamest, worst party, and Dan Day is surrounded by beautiful dancing women and Danny.
There's always a good party organizer, and then there's the life of the party.
Right. There's always the brains behind the operation. Yes. That's Solana. And then the actual party monster.
You sent out the evites. That was good. Then Dan takes over.
Dan Day. Let me give you the injury update. It's brought to you by University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute, now at the Lennar Foundation Medical Center in Coral Gables. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. Rashad Jones is out. Officially, yeah. For Sunday. He had limited practices all week, but he's officially out. Evan Baim, officially questionable. Devon Godshaw, who we just spoke with, is questionable. That might have been something that we could have asked him had we realized this. Daniel Kilgore, questionable. And let's see, for the Colts, Jacoby Brissett listed officially as questionable. And that's about it. That is your injury report brought to you by University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute, now at the Lennar Foundation Medical Center in Coral Gables. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. Let's get headlines here from the greatest party organizer, yet guy who does not get to enjoy the fruits of his labor, Alejandro Solana.
Headlines are brought to
quite the turn of events, huh?
I mean, this guy Dan.
I mean, you invented.
Does he even really work here?
Right. You invented a great party And now everyone flocks to Dan Day's studio, and you're all alone. It's so sad. What happened?
I'm serious. Can we check on that? Like, did Dan ever really get hired, or does he just hang out over there?
Just kept coming.
I'd come in for free if that was my work situation. All right, what do you got in the headlines, Solana?
Tonight it's the Heat versus the Lakers. LeBron James and Anthony Davis host Jimmy Butler, 10:30 p.m. as the Heat look for their second straight victory.
Somebody texts in, Solana got stuck with the Omega Moves.
Lamar Latrell's over there with Solana.
What else you got, Solana?
Tomorrow at 3:30 p.m., it's Miami versus Louisville. And after, at 6 p.m., it's the Shula Bowl. Paws up, Papa.
Let's FIU go, Papa.
Versus FAU. If FIU loses, I have to cut off my man bun.
Yeah, we got to make an official bet, though. But we got to do it with the spread, though, I think.
Yeah, let's do it with the spread, because FAU's minus 10.5, and I like my chances better with that.
Okay.
Number two, LSU visits number three, Alabama tomorrow. That's at 3:30 p.m. Alabama is a six-point favorite. Also tonight, by the way, I forgot, UM is hosting FAU in men's college basketball.
That's right, less than a couple hours away at the Watsco Center.
Dolphins at Colts on Sunday at 4 p.m. Jacoby Brissett is a game-time decision with that knee injury. And also on Sunday at 3 p.m., the Seattle Sounders face Toronto FC in the MLS Cup Final.
Oh, all right. I did not know that. That was this weekend.
Yep. And finally, guys, Elon Musk says building the first sustainable city on Mars will take 1,000 starships and 20 years.
1,000 starships?
1,000 starships and 20 years.
No. Spaceships?
Dr. Manhattan's already up there. For real.
But starships? Do you mean spaceships?
Starships.
What is a starship?
Elon Musk.
Something Elon Musk has
so
created.
So that's
yet.
Like that's what he calls a spaceship, a starship?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'd go to Mars.
All right. You got weather, Solana?
What would you do on Mars?
What does he do here?
Try to make Martian babies.
You got weather? Is Jay Figg going to do the weather, or are you doing the weather?
I'm doing the weather.
All right. Jay Figg's going to watch it. I'm doing the weather.
You trying?
I'm doing the damn weather.
No. Jay Figg wants to go to Dan Day's party. Well, then Jay Figg doesn't get to do the weather anymore.
Boy, he did, man. He had no time for that. Are you doing the weather, or Jay Figg doing the weather? I'm doing the weather. All right. All right.
The weather's brought to you by Hialeah Park. Right now in South Florida, it is partly cloudy. That cold front Hawk's been waiting for all week is finally coming in tonight. Whoop, it'll be 71.
Let's do it. That's 71. It.
71. That's the cold front you've been waiting for. Yeah, that's the cold front you've been waiting for.
I mean, it's been 89, 90 degrees. That's cold.
You made this whole big thing about a cold front.
I didn't make up a whole big thing. All I said was, you're the weather guy. Is a cold front coming? You said, I don't know. But I had seen every weather person tweeting about it.
Yeah, cold front coming tonight, 71 degrees. Get your jackets on,
boy,
everybody.
He is hot, yeah, man.
You ran him hot.
He's hot. No, he's hot because they had a great party over there, and he was stuck all alone.
He organized
the Omega Moves. All right, you got your sponsor?
Weather's brought to you by Hialeah Park. For the best poker promotions in SoFla, visit Hialeah Park Poker Room. Come win your share of $350,000 in monthly high-hand giveaways. That's more than $10,000. A day in high hands. Why play anywhere else? Visit HialeahPark.com for more information.
Maybe no one goes to your party because you say SoFla all the time. You know, they could easily walk into your party. It's not like your door is locked and you're playing the same sound that Dan Day is. Like, there's literally no reason why someone couldn't go to your party, but all the people go to Dan Day's party and no one went to yours. I'm telling you, I watched him during the party. He was just forlorn. Couldn't believe. And then he's like craning his neck to see Dan Day's studio. And you couldn't even fit all the people in there.
My parties are better.
Okay. Keep telling yourself. All right. 15 minutes of heat is next. They're in Los Angeles to take on the Lakers tonight. Jorge Sedano from ESPN. He is going to join us next. We will talk some Heat and Lakers with George Sedano.
Y'all got to get over to Lubac Road, Coconut Creek Chevrolet, and holler at my good friend Eric Nunez. This amazing dealership has an award-winning line of Chevys. Y'all seen those Chevys on the road. You know they're beautiful. Go get you one. And Eric at Lubac Road will save you thousands more than any other dealer, not in the city, not in the state, but in the nation. You'll see other dealers bring their loved ones and their spouses and their families to Eric because they can't hook themselves up like Eric's going to hook you up. Hundreds of people. Now, I've told 100 people. People come up to me all the time and say, man, Eric hooked me up. I'm telling you right now he's going to hook you up. Just trust me. Go talk to Eric Nunez if you were in the market for a new car and watch how he's going to hook you up. Lubac Road, Coconut Creek, Chevrolet, find new roads, but don't overpay. Why would you go anyplace else if you're in the market for a new car? Eric has the showroom that's beautiful. Their sales staff wins awards. Their service department wins awards. Their vehicles wins awards. Eric is an awesome gem. Just go to Lubac Road, Coconut Creek Chevrolet, and see what perfection looks like. 441 just south of the Sawgrass Expressway and online at CoconutCreekChevrolet.com. Lubac Road, Coconut Creek Chevrolet, find new roads.
Somebody texts in, you know, it's hard to get to Solana, but I think y'all did it with the party. I think we did. I think he's actually lashing out right now.
I mean, Dan Day just...
It was a little bit of a popularity contest.
And Dan, you lost.
Dan Day is just over there.
Oh,
like.
I see what happened. You felt like you were back in high school. This was like a flashback thing for you. I got it.
A little PTSD.
Because he's come into his own after high school. You know that it wasn't that way.
I won best personality in high school.
No worries, buddy. No worries.
Virgin of the year.
We appreciate it. And that was your parents. Your parents had a little vote. Yeah, and he's got such a sweet personality, Dave.
He was homeschooled. That's why he won awards.
Yeah, actually, I've met his brother. He was homeschooled. He's got the better personality than his brother. All right, 15 minutes of heat with George Sedano is next on Hockman and Crowder. This is how we do it on Fridays.
Come on, abuela. You don't want to sit down, abuela.
Come on, senorita.
That's what I do. I grab the abuelas at the party.
If you can get abuela to dance with you,
oh, yeah.
Everyone else melts.
My trick is, because abuela ain't got but 10 minutes in her.
She got
a bad ankle.
Right.
Yeah, you don't got to dance all night with abuela.
Solana is in his wheelhouse on Fridays, man. You give me Throwback Thursdays, but, man, Solana rocks it on Fridays.
This is a classic. Yeah, this at any party, any Latino party, this is on the playlist.
All right. We're going to go out to the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest line where they are truly steps beyond convenience. Jorge Sedano is heard daily on ESPN Los Angeles. You've seen him on ESPN just about every minute of the day during NBA season, certainly the beginning of it so far. He's on the jump and around the horn, and he's on the sidelines. He's everywhere. And this is 15 Minutes of Heat, by the way. 15 Minutes of Heat brought to you today by BrandsMart USA. Buying the BrandsMart way for the holiday season means the lowest prices and the largest selection of TVs, appliances, mattresses, cell phones, and more. You can visit your local BrandsMart USA store today. Heat are in LA tonight. Take on LeBron, AD, and the Lakers. And I'm guessing Sedano will be there. Will you be there, Sedano?
I will be there, and I also want to credit Crowder with the veteran move of dancing with Abuela because he knows she doesn't have the stamina.
Ooh, George, I know the trick, baby.
I mean, listen, if anybody knows this wheelhouse, it's Crowder.
George, my wife's Cuban, too. Those parties can get exhausting with all that damn dancing. I got to go to get Abuela.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah.
4 hours?
So you'll be there tonight in L.A.?
I will. I'm going to be there. Yeah, for sure.
All right. So Heat had a nice victory last night in Phoenix. They're 6-2. And the line tonight, I want to talk about the Lakers game in a sec, but I want to talk about the Heat in general first. They're 6-2. Have the Heat exceeded? I asked this, you know, of Brian Geltzeiler this week. Have they exceeded expectations through 8 games? I understand the season is young, but, man, they have looked good. On the games, they look good. A couple of clunkers in there, but on the games they've looked good, they look really good.
Yeah, I mean, look, they should have won that Minnesota game. Right? Yeah. They had that thing. And they just, you know, Andrew Wiggins just went wild, right, at the end, and they kind of blew it a little bit themselves, too. They had some miscues down the stretch. The refs didn't necessarily help them, as we all know. the now infamous new Eric Spoelstra gif that we have going on the internet, where he's pointing at each official with both arms. It's great. They could easily be 7-1, just because that was a very winnable game. I think they've been fantastic. I picked them to finish third in the East, and I did that on the jump probably in September. And I almost got laughed out of the room. And I said to them at the time, the guys in the studio, and it wasn't just like the guys on set. I'm talking about the guys behind the scenes, too. And I said, you give Eric Spoelstra a top 15 player, they're going to win 48 games. The last time that Eric had anything close to that was Dwayne in 2016, and they won 48 games. So I think they can push for 50, because if you look at this roster, guys, Jimmy has never had this kind of spacing. Now, granted, it's early, it's a small sample size, but he's getting to the basket with ease. In Philly, in Minnesota, in Chicago, they didn't have the shooting around him that this particular team has. And it's made it really easy. So, yeah, I have been pleasantly surprised, because they've even exceeded my expectations to this point. But I absolutely believe that they'll be close to 50 wins and they'll be the 3 seed when it's all said and done.
George, and I'm getting killed on the text line today, because yesterday I was talking about, can Jimmy put up 30 in the game? Like, can he consistently do that? Because I've even asked you before, I think when you were in studio last week, about Jimmy just taking over a game offensively, and he shut me up with 30 in the first half. Like, you talked about it a second ago. How did that happen? Was it him just getting comfortable, seeing the team around him, and then saying, you know what, now it's my time?
Yeah, I think it's that. I think it's the roster construction. It's the best that he's been around. And look, man, give Eric a lot of credit. I actually think he's taken a page out of Nick Nurse's handbook. You look at what Toronto did with Kawhi last year. They surrounded him with a lot of shooting, and a guy in Kyle Lowry who – they're not built exactly the same, him and Goran, but they have similar type games. Lowry's a better defender than Goran, but I'm talking about offensively. Now, Goran and Jimmy have played okay together. Jimmy's played better without Goran, but I think Goran's in the perfect spot as a sixth man. So, yeah, I just think he's getting comfortable. He's finding open guys, and he's creating for others too, which is something that has surprised me a little bit. He's been a guy who, in his career, he's averaged about 3.5, maybe 4 assists a game. And he's like an 8 and change right now. I mean, it's been fantastic. So it really is a testament to Spo and Pat and Adam Simon and Andy and all those guys who built this roster.
You know, you talk about Spo and Pat. Jorge Sedano is with us. Everything that they've done has gone right for the Heat, right? So they ask Goran to come off the bench, and he does so willingly, and he's playing out of his mind. And this, I think, is going to be a resurgence for him. Like, he could be sixth man of the year. And then even the way that they handled Dion Waiters, that was a gutsy move to say, okay, you're not going to play. And they didn't know, especially with Jimmy Butler missing the first 3 games, like, Dion may have been needed. And so that may have been a decision that came back to bite him, but it wasn't. It turns out that it was the perfect decision. And Tyler Hero looks like the perfect draft choice. And, like, it just seems like everything they're doing is working, right?
Yes, absolutely. And I think because they're just getting back to basics, right? And Pat said it recently, that he let the culture slip a little bit. And that's no longer going to be the case. You know, you got rid of one malcontent in Hassan Whiteside. And by the way, good God, was he terrible in the first half yesterday. I told someone that's close to Damian Lillard when, you know, in the summer league. I don't know if I told you this story when I was there the last time in August. But I said to them, to this person that's close to Lillard, and I said, yo, what's the deal with that? I know that they're cool and stuff, and, like, they always hung out together when the Heat were in Portland, but does he know what he's getting himself into? And he's like, man, it's not just Damian, it's CJ too. They believe in him. And I'm like, good luck.
They found out last night.
He'll give you 19, yeah, he'll give you 20 and 21 night, but then he's going to give you 5 points and 13 rebounds and pout. And that's going to happen a lot. And that's what you got yesterday. So anyway, they got rid of one malcontent, and they're trying to get rid of another. JJ, on the other hand, as in James Johnson, I think there's more goodwill there. I think that, He contributed already once, since he's been back, and I think that they'll need him sporadically. But I think they're actively trying to trade Dion, and I've said this before. I think that they're going to have to attach something to that, because they're going to want a veteran role player in return, maybe like a stretch 4. I've heard rumblings. I don't know how real this is, but I've heard rumblings that Marvin Williams from Charlotte could be the target, who's perfect. He shoots threes. He plays defense. I know Pat's always liked him. And maybe you attach Derrick Jones Jr., because let's face it, they're not going to re-sign Derrick Jones Jr., because Adam Simon, the Heat assistant GM, is a wizard at finding all these diamonds in the rough, and he can find the next DJJ.
So, Donald, what's wrong with Hassan? Like, Shaq and Chuck were killing him last night on TNT, but we still act like he's a kid. This man's damn near 30-something years old. Like, what's really wrong with him? He has no consistent post moves. He has a turnover or travels damn near every time he puts the ball on the ground. Like, is Hassan, is he what he is? Can he get any better? What's his problem?
No, he's already way past his ceiling at this point. Like, this is who he is. Like, the Heat got him to play within their structure for a while, but at the end of the day, he's just who he is. And the biggest issue is the 6 inches in between his ears. There's just some guys you can't save when it comes to that stuff. Look, Michael Beasley is as talented, a gifted basketball player as I've ever seen offensively, but Michael Beasley's biggest issues were the 6 inches between his ears too. The difference was Michael is a much more, I think, likable personality than even Hassan is. So I can understand why he's gotten more opportunities. And look, he plays, power forward, right? Like, he plays on the wing a little bit for a power forward. It was a little different, I think, historically. And he was the number two pick in the draft. You know that, Crowder. In every sport, the number two pick in the draft is going to get a bunch of chances. Like, that's how this works. And Hassan's career was saved by the Heat. And I don't think he ever really came to grips with that. Like, he's always trying to think about someone. He always thinks everyone's out to get him, it feels like. I don't know him like that, but that's just what you hear from people who've been around him for a long time. And by the way, I hear similar things about Deion in a lot of ways. So I just think that those two guys have caused a lot of the strife within the construct of the organization in the locker room and even in the front office. And I think that they've learned from that, and they're moving on from those guys, and that's the smart move.
George Sedano is with us. Heat are in L.A. tonight, taking on the Lakers at a 10:30 tip, our time. How much fun is it in L.A. right now with the Lakers? I mean, LeBron is out of his mind.
He is, through 8 games, the MVP right now. If you had to vote for somebody, granted, it's only 10% of the season, but he's been fantastic. He's on the revenge tour. And it's funny because that first game against the Clippers, I thought he looked bad. And then after the game, he talked about how he felt rusty. And I had their next game. I did sidelines for their next game, and I interviewed LeBron in the post game. And I asked him, I said, you said you were rusty after the first game. Clearly the rust is worn off. Like, what's been the big difference? And he just said, look, it's familiarity. It's, in the past, it's taken me a little while to kind of get going. I started the regimen a lot earlier because obviously I had a lot of time off. And in that first game, I was just a little out of sorts, but all I needed was a few more practices under my belt and get used to playing with guys in, real speed. And, here we are, So that's it. Like, he is ready sooner than he's ever been. And the other thing I've noticed about LeBron, at least early on, he's much more committed on the defensive end than he's been in a very long time. Like, I haven't seen him play defense like this since his second to last season with the Heat when they won the second title, at least in the regular season. And a credit to two people, a credit to Anthony Davis first, and foremost, because he said that he would hold LeBron accountable on defense. And so far, so good. Now, do I think it'll last for 82 games? Probably not. But I think that's a testament to him right now. And Frank Vogel. Frank Vogel, we all know, is a good defensive coach. Frank Vogel has been preaching defense since day one, much like Spoelstra did with those Heat, LeBron, Wade, Bosch teams from day one. And they paid dividends. The Lakers, astonishingly, because I thought it was going to be their weakness, if there was one, which was perimeter defense, they have the best defensive rating in the league right now. The Heat are at 4 and the Lakers are at 1.
Is tonight just another game for Bron, or does he still have something out for Pat?
Oh, I think there's a little something on both sides. Don't get it twisted. They may play that down, but once the ball gets tossed up, I think both sides want to get after each other a little bit. I think there is that. I mean, there is a mutual respect on both sides, too. Don't get it twisted. LeBron knows, and he's said this multiple times throughout his career since he left, he knows what he's going up against when he's playing that team. No matter who's on that roster, they are going to make you work every single night. And now they're a little more talented. Even coming off of back-to-back, I still think the Heat will be competitive, particularly on the defensive end. I'm curious to see how they play on the offensive end after playing last night. They were able to win pretty big, so they got a little rest for some guys later in the game, but probably not enough. But yeah, like he knows what's coming after him, and by the way, they know what's coming after them too. Like he is clearly primed and ready to roll early this season, as I mentioned earlier.
Does LA though? They have like LeBron or Lakers fever right now because of this incredible start.
Yeah. Look, I think that little by little, last year I don't think he did a great job of embracing them embracing him and him embracing the
right,
city. Like I
right.
think there were a lot of weirdness around it. He had like one of these events planned early where, you know, he has those pizza places, Blaze Pizza, and then he didn't show up.
I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. It was just really strange. He didn't do like, look, here in LA, much like there is in every town, like there is in Miami, right? Like there is, the patriarch of media here in LA, right? Like a couple of guys, like Jim Hill is the TV guy. He's the Jim Barry, right? Of LA, like you do the sit down with him, right? Like that's the guy who's been doing TV in this town forever on local TV. And he didn't do that early on. Like he didn't do a press conference. That's a big thing here. It's Hollywood, you know, like that's a thing. He didn't do that stuff until way later into the season or even after the season. He didn't do a lot of these things that people thought would allow him to kind of, you know, feel like he was part of the city and part of the fabric of the organization. And I always felt like it felt like a gap year for him because I knew that none of these or that very few of these young guys would be on the roster, that they would eventually trade them for a veteran guy, maybe like Anthony Davis. And it just felt all weird. Now, this feels almost like a reboot of sorts. And yes, I think people have come to embrace him and feel like he's more theirs now than he was last year.
Yeah, sure. I think you just nailed it there because I always say, like, I think last year will go down as, like, just this, you know, missing year almost, this missing season that almost never took place, you know, almost like D-Wade when he was in Cleveland or whatever. But I think you're right. He knew that the roster was going to be totally different the following season, and so it's like, why should I waste – the effort and the good graces on something that I know is going to end up, you know, we didn't even make the playoffs, and I'll save it for the, that's why I feel like there's a whole different feeling in LA, but I was curious if there is, and you've said that there is, so yeah, I think.
Yeah, and then, you know, not to mention that the Clippers are good, which is like, okay, 90% of this town are Laker fans. 10% are Clipper fans. But if you want to really piss off Laker fans, the Clippers are, if they're good, that pisses them off. It just drives them insane. They're not even like the redheaded stepchild, the Clippers. They're like the adopted brother you didn't want. And I think that drive, when Chris Paul and Blake Griffin and those guys were here and the Lakers were bad at the end of the Kobe years, like that drove Laker fans nuts. And now you've got arguably the two best players in the sport playing in the same city for opposite teams. And, you know, Kawhi's a local guy. Like, there's so many storylines here. LeBron doesn't want to, quote, unquote, embrace that there's a rivalry between the two. Like, there's a lot of stuff, like subplots with those things. So it is a crazy time to be here, for sure.
Yeah, it just makes it fun. All right, there's your 15 minutes of Heat with Jorge Sedano, who's in Los Angeles again. Heat are in L.A. tonight. Take on LeBron and AD and the Lakers. 10:30 tip-off our time. Thank you for making time for us, as always, Sedano.
You got it, guys. And by the way, I got to shout out my guy Crazy Andy and Lorian Diaz at the Heat. They sent me a red Heat Culture shirt. I had the black one before, and I sported it out in the city yesterday, and people were giving me the side eye. But I just want to let people know I won't be wearing it for the game tonight. That's
I was
going
to say, if you really
wearing it the day before,
yeah, if you really want to rep the 305, wear it tonight to the Staples Center.
Well, it's dirty now. I'd have to do it in the wash. It's a big process.
We'll see you, Sedano.
See you, guys.
George Sedano there, 15 minutes of Heat. Who has more fun on the radio?
Nobody.
Than Hockman and Crowder and Solana and Dan Day. Nobody.
Doesn't some head coach do that? Who got it better than us? Nobody.
I don't know. I know John Gruden does. Knock on wood if you hear me.
Oh, okay.
Knock on wood if you feel me.
It was something last night where Derek Carr said people still text him, knock on wood.
They did like a little knock on wood thing last night where they showed it from Hard Knocks. Yeah. All right, before we get out of here, let me talk about the Cheetah. We still got other stuff to get to this segment. Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs invite you to celebrate the Marine Corps' 244th birthday and Veterans Appreciation with a VIP party like no other at Cheetah Hallandale. It's next Thursday, November 14th. You'll enjoy an open bar 8 till 9 p.m., lavish gourmet buffet 6 till 10 p.m., cake cutting ceremony, platinum VIP card giveaways, and, of course, over 100 of the most beautiful exotic adult entertainers in South Florida. It's November 14th at Cheetah Hallandale. Always got to make Cheetah Hallandale your free lunch hotspot. Why pay for lunch with an unpleasant view? You can enjoy a gourmet lunch menu for free every day, 11:30 till 3, happy hour till 6. In the Biz Guests, you can enjoy 25% off your entire bar tab, $100 bottle specials, free admission, and more. Sundays through Tuesdays, the place for In the Biz workers is the Cheetah. And if you're watching some football this weekend, beer, babes, lots of football action, Cheetah Hallandale, their ultra high-tech sports lounge, Saturday or Sunday, Monday night football as well. Enjoy all the games with hundreds of beautiful exotic referee and cheerleader adult entertainers, leather couch seating, HD TVs, projector screens. Enjoy Corona, Bud, and Modelo specials as well. You can get all the details at CheetahSOFL.com. 5 o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Always enjoy ourselves some Funky Buddha. Today's show was spectacularly fun. This entire week, I think, even though I was sick most of the week, it was like a fun week. You came off an FSU victory for the Canes on Saturday and a Jets victory for the Dolphins on Sunday. And who knows what this weekend has in store? It starts tonight with Heat and Lakers. Actually, starts tonight with Canes and FAU, which is about an hour and 15 minutes away at the Watsco Center in Coral Gables. Then you got UCF tonight is on TV as well. They've got a Friday night game. And then you got Lakers and Heat tonight. Tomorrow, got yourself some Canes. You got LSU, Alabama.
Woo!
Then Sunday, Dolphins and Colts. And you also have Ryan Tannehill versus Patrick Mahomes earlier in the day.
I don't think that's an even competition.
Probably not.
That's not. Let's just Titans versus Chiefs.
We had Devon Godshow on with us earlier. He was excellent. We talked to him about Alabama LSU. We talked to him about Devontae Parker liking Friends as his favorite TV show ever. And he was extremely fun to talk to.
Yes.
We had Lee Sterling, our professional sports handicapper, on. We also had Jen Figueroa. She works here at the radio station on to pick games. She's been awful, but she likes the Heat +8 tonight. She likes the Hurricanes laying the points tomorrow and the Colts laying the points on Sunday. She has truly been god-awful. It's been the opposite of what I thought that segment was going to be. I thought that segment was going to be, you know, the luckiest non-gambler on the planet. And unfortunately, if you've listened to her on this show, you're broke.
One of you, when she came in, called her the show's biggest loser.
That was me.
I like that introduction from now on. I'll have something ready for next Friday.
Boy, he is lashing out, man.
Yeah,
Solana had a rough day. Because at 5 o'clock, we throw our 5 o'clock party, and Dan Day's studio was filled with hotties and Antoine and Danny. But it was filled with hotties, and Solana, this is not even a joke, was left alone in his studio, even though, and Solana's wearing a tight pink D-Wade shirt and the tight pants. He's got the man bun. Like,
hair slick
back. Yeah, like he thinks he's the party guy, and no one came to his side of the studio.
Just got edged up. You see, he got a new haircut.
He did totally edged up and nothing. And I'm not even kidding you. This is not radio shtick. He was, like, the look on his face as more and more people went into Dan Day's side of the studio was precious. It was unbelievable. I've never seen Solana like that before. And that's why he's like here at the end of the show. He's like, yeah, let's introduce her with the biggest loser.
He must have put somebody else down. He gonna bounce back this weekend, man.
You will bounce back, buddy. You will bounce back, buddy.
It'll be a good weekend.
All right, we got to get out of here. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on tonight.
For over 41 years, J&K Roofing has been South Florida's premier roofing company. 41 years till this morning. You know they know what they're doing, and they know quality and service is what every customer wants, and that's what J&K does for you. High-quality roofing material and skilled workers. The workers are hardworking, reliable, safe, experienced, respectful, professional. They know what they're doing, and J&K's not going to spring up hidden charges on you like some of those terrible companies. They've been in business for 41 years. They know what they're doing. Roof restoration. Normal wear and tear happens to a roof, and J&K will restore your roof to perfect working order, as well as get rid of the mold and moss that can cause future damage and waterproofing. That's big in South Florida because of all the hurricanes, all the temperature change. The waterproofing process is done by J&K for those roofs that aren't, they're not ready to be repaired. They just need a little patch here or there. J&K is specialized. They specialize in waterproofing, roof restoration, shingles, gravel, tile, whatever your roof is, they're going to get you right. And I love this. They do residential and commercial. They are awesome at it. No job too big, no job too small. But for commercial clients, they do not want to disrupt your business. They're a business. They know that you need to make money. They need to make money. So they're going to talk to you. They're going to work out a plan where they can install, repair, replace your roof without disrupting your business. I love that. They are understanding. They'll work with you. For the best roofing company in the world, call Donnie or Julio at 954-961-ROOF. That's 954-961-7663 at J&K Roofing.
All right, that's going to do it for us. Nice job. Dan Day and Solana, J Fig, and everyone else. Everybody have a great weekend. Go Heat, go Canes, go Dolphins. Panthers play this weekend?
Yeah, tomorrow, 1 p.m. in
really?
Against the Islanders.
Oh, go Panthers, and we will speak with you el lunes.
Gasecki ain't funny. Come on, abuela. Come on, abuela.
Solana got stuck with the Omega Moose.
Lamar Luttrell's over there with Solana.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
You need
really
to need.
That's all, folks.
You need to need.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.